What is upsetting, genuinely, about clapping?
So it's actually not just for people with anxiety. It's also people who use hearing aids. Clapping can be disruptive to that. People who have sensory processing issues, it can be very distressing and overwhelming to have those loud, sudden noises.
But it is part of our culture, isn't it, to clap? If you go to the theatre or you go to a lecture or you go to a performance or you go to a gig, you would expect that people would clap.
Yeah, absolutely. And that could be preventing people from going to those events, which is a real shame. So if some theatres or some universities say, actually, we're going to be more inclusive and do jazz hands instead, that'd be lovely. More people could get involved.
And then what would be the penalty if you clapped?
I don't think there's going to be a penalty, frankly. I don't think anyone's going to say, like, you need to leave. But if you were persisting with clapping, even though you've been requested to do something, that's not very polite, is it?